Hello, everyone. Welcome to Love to Life 365. This is your host, Yamada Johnson, and I'm so happy on this beautiful Sunday to be here with you guys. First and foremost, let me extend my deepest apologies for my absence. I know we were supposed to keep this routine, but divine momentums that take place, that act as a catalyst for change, such as disruption, is sometimes necessary for us to slow down and really take in what it is we are about to do. And that was my situation. Before we hop into today's episode, you know, I want you guys to know I have actually been down with an injury. I had a bad sprain, a major sprain in my ankle. And snow, Michigan, okay? and it took me a little minute to recover. And the pain was so bad, and I was determined not to use strong painkillers. So I was, you know, Tylenol and what is that stuff called? Not Bengay. Well, I did do Bengay. The Bengay with the jasmine, though, because, you know, smell matters. But the BioFreeze, I have been using with the brace to kind of get myself together. And once I was able to move around a little more, you know, physical therapy, self-physical therapy at that, because my patience is still in works. I got stuff to do. And I find this interesting that this happened because I realized that sometimes we have to fall so that we can rise. And that's what today's episode is about, okay? It's about embracing the fall so that you can rise. I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm really, really happy to really be connecting with you guys again. I am truly thankful for those of you who have always supported the Goddess Lounge podcast when I was, you know, operating under the past version of myself, Aramoix Rose. And to be able to sit here as my birth name, Xiomara, and my married name, Johnson, to be able to sit here under that name and my full, genuine, authentic self is amazing. Love to Life 365 is exactly what it says. It's about loving yourself to life 365 days out of the year, which is the whole year, 24/7, because this healing is a process and it takes time. You never stop healing, just like you never stop growing. So this really means something to me. This isn't just a podcast. This is a movement. And we are going to emerge so that we can evolve. So I am happy to be here with you guys today. It's a real chill Sunday. My daughter doing her chores, my baby sleep, and you know, the other one with his dad at the grocery store. So I just wanted to hop on here real quick and share something with you guys, okay? I had a nasty fall. And the nasty fall occurred at a very disruptive, chaotic moment. And upon that, the pain was unbearable. And I remember being on the floor in the driveway, begging, screaming for help, for someone to help me. And it was in that moment, my eyes had to be deceiving me because I began to see things. And the things I began to see, some people will label me a little off for, but I'm going to share it with you anyway, because my testimony is my testimony. I begin to see light, right? And I begin to see, like, around my left foot where my ankle is, it had this weird light around it, and I knew something was wrong. Whenever I'm in pain or someone else is in pain throughout my entire life, I always see like this flash of light first. And it's very quick. It's very subtle. Just like, beep, that's it. And I know something there is off. I would have never guessed that this is something I would be thankful that happened, because it really did slow me down, but it allowed me to get my priorities in order. Okay. Sometimes a fall can act as a catalyst for you to reorganize and restructure your foundation. And in this current time, in real time, I am just now, this happened about a month ago, I am just now able to walk around and move around. You would have never thought, like, the way I felt, you wouldn't think I'd be recovering, okay? And I am. I still have pain here and there. I can't necessarily stand or do too much for too long, but every day it's progressing and progressing and progressing. And I was talking to my daughter and she was just asking me like, Ma, how do you do this? You didn't even get a physical therapist or nothing. You just took care of it yourself. And I told her reading is fundamental. Reading, studying, and just, you know, paying attention to what, you know, my grandmother does and my grandfather does, and, you know, not being afraid to do your own research. That'll sometimes give you the wisdom and the skill set you need to self-heal. So we had a nice, beautiful conversation about that. But the next question that was very interesting was, how do you know what to do, though? How do you know which source to use? Now, listen, that took me because I could not answer her right away. And I sat with myself and I said, okay, let's go back. The first thing that happened was, you know, a little incident, right? The second thing that happened was the fall. Upon the fall happening, I was thrown off balance and the outcome was an injury. Stay with me. After the injury, after days of agony and pain, sadness, swelling, agitation, aggravation, annoyance, get where I'm going? Frustration, looking busted and disgusted, sitting up there feeling like I don't know what's going to happen, if I'm going to bounce back from this, if I'm going to heal from this, what is going on? And if you know anything about my mother's health and the things that occurred with her, you would understand that this was serious for me because my mother could not walk. So I was, you know, being paranoid, you know, WebMD would have you paranoid, but being paranoid and just assuming the worst case scenario. I was down. I was out. I felt alone. I felt like, yo, this isn't a regular sprain, and it was not. So upon feeling this way, things began to happen. My kids would go to school, you know, dad go to work, all of that. I would be here by myself. And, you know, I had to figure out how to maneuver because I still had my 3-year-old son at home with me. And he's so in tune, guys. He would be like, Mom, it hurts. And he would say, it's okay, Mom. Give me a kiss. Like, that was his solution, okay, to make a mommy feel better. The best medicine you could ask for. I remember being off for pain medication, and I remember saying, you know what? No, I don't want to be a zombie. Whew, that's a topic for another day. And I don't want to get addicted, okay? And then after that, I started taking Tylenol. And after a while, it just seems like the Tylenol was not working. It just seems like whatever I tried to do was like not cooperating with my body. So I increased my water intake, and I literally, guys, pulled out my book of Psalms, and I began to pray. I began to really pray. And I'm not talking about, no, oh, she must have did, you know, this or must have did that. No, 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 no. It was just me, a bottle of water to lubricate my throat, an open heart, and me as I am, okay? A mess. Hair, locks all over my head, didn't get a chance to shower, like foot swollen and red, like bruised, like just me. I spent a series of days. I can't even tell you if it was 7 or 9 days, but it was around them numbers of crying out and praying nonstop to the point after a while, the prayers became so personal that I don't even remember what languages I was speaking. It was as if I was outside of myself, watching myself go to warfare for myself. I cannot tell you when is the last time I've gone that hard, just off the soul strength of me. And it was in that moment that as I came to, I began to remember things that I've learned as a teenager about fasting, about prayer, about intercession, about setting your atmosphere, about, you know, then culturally, my spiritual cleansing and energetic protection, your spiritual hygiene. It was so many things that began to move around in my head and align itself to give me a detailed instruction of what it is I needed to do. And I'm sharing this with you guys because remember what happened? It was the incident, the disruption. It was the fall. It was the pain and the agony and all of the stuff that came with it. And then over time, I began to rise. And as I rise, I didn't rise as, "Oh, I'm so glad this is over." I rose as, did I really forget my power? Did I really forget the power of the tongue and how life and death is on it? What I speak is what will come to pass. Did I forget that when I am in a moment of passion, and passion is not always love, lust, passion, feeling, something that you are zealous about, right? Did I forget the power of my own divine connection to the divine? And y'all, truthfully, I did. There was one day, and it was very cloudy outside, guys. It was dark. And I'm telling you, I was going, crying. I'm talking snotty, no, just face a mess. crying out the spirit, just letting it all out. Things I was holding in. I began to feel things for certain people in my life, certain people I hadn't talked to in years. I just started to see and feel things. And I promise you, out of nowhere, through my bedroom window, the sun just hit. And when the sun hit, it hit the end of my mattress where my ankle was. And it just stayed on it until I was done with prayer. Now, at this point, this is what is interesting. I was not even praying about my foot anymore. I was praying for the people. I was praying for our country. I was praying for other countries. I was praying for this inflation. Like, I was praying for mental health and depression. I was praying for these teachers who they carry so much in dealing with these kids. I was praying for the kids who don't have both parents at home. I was going in. And I literally that same day after I was done doing that, I was able to move my toes and my feet around in a full circle and it not be as painful. I was able to walk without my brace on. Now, it still was some pain, okay, because it's a process, right? We're rising. So it was pretty, I had like chills, like goosebumps, and it was pretty shocking for me because I know what I'm at home doing. Let me tell y'all something. The same way I'm talking to you guys right now is the same way I communicate with spirit. But when that part of me, that deep side of me unlocks and it shifts, that warrior, things happen. And if you know, you know. I would have not been able to tap into that part of myself if that fall did not happen. Okay, so I'm saying this, you know. Y'all know I'll be on social media. I may not say too much these days, but I do pay attention. And there's a lot of, one, distraction happening. Everybody minding somebody else's relationship. Y'all getting wrapped up in these celebrities couple, in the celebrity couples. And, oh, Rihanna, Super Bowl show, wasn't this, wasn't that. Can you do it? We love to judge. We love to criticize. We love to put our expectations on other people. Meanwhile, we're being mediocre on our own expectations for ourselves. But I'm going to touch that on another day. We have to stop getting so distracted by the things around us, okay? And we have to, more importantly, understand that some of the things we are enduring on our journey is a necessary fall so that when we rise, we could rise in alignment. We pray. Y'all, we pray and we petition and we hope and we wish and we manifest. Okay, so many things, whether it be a new job, new home, opportunity, reconciliation of a past relationship, for the kids' grades to be good, to have a good day, for some of us just to have a day of peace, a day of no worry. We sit up there and we like, just really, really pins and needles, guys, wanting these things, right? We want the outcome. But we don't never take the moment. We don't ever take a moment to sit and think about what that entails so that we can be educated and we can have wisdom on what it is we need to do to sit up there and be able to handle the blessing it is we are seeking. You can't want to make 6 to 8 figures and be a CEO or a COO and not want to do the work. And the work can entail many layers of things. And you have to understand that when you are pursuing something great, a fall has to happen. A fall has to happen. When you were a child and you were learning how to walk, how many times did you fall? When you're learning to hold your head up, how many times did that head fall back down into that pillow or into your mama's chest? When you're learning to sit yourself up, it's all a process. And it is a process we have to learn as a people to accept. Instead, we get frustrated, we get mad, we get angry, and we complain. And then we wonder why we're still spinning the same block over and over and over again. As individuals, we are so powerful in our own fate, in our own destiny. And I strongly believe that God gives us all the answers. I strongly believe that spirit ushers us into the position we need to be in so that we can receive all the answers that is coming from the divine. But where we mess up is we lean into our own understanding rather than leaning into our God-like selves and operating from our God-like consciousness. And in that sense, we get in too deep. Some people call it the matrix. Some people call it the world. Same thing, different name. We get in so deep that we become the hamster on the wheel and we're just going, 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 going until finally we're burnt out. And that was my experience. But it took the burnout. It took the fall. It took the incident. It took the discomfort for me to realize that as I rise, some things are going to have to change. Some ways about my prayer life it has to change. Some ways that I do things has to change. And in the midst of me changing, it's going to disrupt everything around me because I am the catalyst for that change. So as I change and as I embrace my fall so that when I rise, I'm rising in excellence and I'm operating in alignment for what it is the divine has set out for me, it helped me see that it's just going to push everything around me to hop on board. I always say that when spirit is in alignment, everything else has no choice but to follow. What is for you is for you. So if something is for you, it's going to hop into alignment. But if it is not, it may fall and wither away, and you have to embrace that. Because forced healing ain't fun. Forced healing is not fun. Some of us are here off of grace. Some of us have forced healing in the cards for us because it was the only way we would learn and get into alignment. I've never been so grateful in my life. The level of gratitude, the level of prayer, the level of power, the vocabulary I thought I lost, the languages I thought I forgot when I would, and these are languages I only use in prayer. The way it returned with a vengeance, it was like somebody stuck their hand on my back, their hands on my shoulder, the hands on my chest, the hands on my belly, my womb. Somebody was had my ankle. And it was as if this electricity was just running through my body and I was just in a trance, just going. It was as if I was levitating. I hadn't smoked anything. I hadn't had to drink nothing. I was just high off of spirit. We are watching a lot of falls happen in 2023. And they're all falls to be embraced. We get so caught up on the material that we forget about the things that are real in this life. The things that are real are the things that are of substance, of sustenance. These are things that shield, cover, and uplift. What's real is your grandma prayers for protection around the household and your life when you know you ain't doing right. What's real is the love that conquers all, even when you face things that are meant to tear you apart. What's real is when you want to give up and you want to be done with this life, with these humans and this this false reality, and you just want to say to hell with it, but you take a breath and say, you know what, instead you choose to say, you know what, God, even in this, and it hurts to say it because I'm so frustrated, I'm so unhappy, I'm going to trust you. When you want to drop out of school and then you get feedback from your professor telling you, hey, I love what you said in this discussion at this point and that point. You know what? I'm looking forward to listening to your podcast. You have a brilliant mind with a brilliant spirit. Some of us are seeking validation from people that ain't valid, and they're never going to give you the validation and respect you're looking for because it's not meant to come from them. Your purpose isn't about the validation. Your purpose isn't about validation. Your purpose isn't to sit up there and to do something that allows you to be valid, to be certified by another being outside of you. Your purpose is whatever it is that has been designed within your DNA for you to do in this lifetime. And you don't need nobody's permission to do that. But you have to have self-control. You have to understand that not everything gonna go your way. You got to understand that even if you do have a temper tantrum and you mad, things didn't go your way, and you don't want to do this, and you don't want to do that, you got to understand that sometimes a fall will happen to get that head back right. What my mama used to say, she used to say, a hard head make a soft behind. And she was a woman that used to choose learning hard because, you know, you ain't about to tell me I can't handle it. But even in that, it was a fall that was necessary because a lot of the wisdom that was spilled into me, that was poured into me, willingly and unwillingly, came from those falls. That's why they say don't be afraid to fail. Failure is not permanent. If you fail, if you fall, if you slip, you have a choice to make. You can either get back up, or you can sit with it for a second, catch your breath, and still choose to get back up. Or you can sit there and just dwell in it. Some of us have not even been able to operate and get in alignment with our healing physically because we won't choose. We won't make the choice. It just starts with acceptance. Hey, you know what? This is hard right now, but I'm going to keep going. I do so much. Do y'all know the amount of torture it is that being, I had to stay still. Then I had to stay still. And through all this pain, something in me still flipped. That switch still flipped and knew to pray. I couldn't get to my spiritual space. I didn't have time to change flowers and light my little white prayer candle and you know, make my floor. I couldn't do any of that. All I had was me and my relationship with spirit and my relationship with the God of my knowing and understanding. And when I say prayer shift things, the many blessings that came out of nowhere at a time where I had nothing. The way I've been killing it in class, I'm averaging an A in both of my classes right now. Wow, hurt. The way the ideas, the muse in me came back to life, the ideas, the gifts, it left me so shocked that I was afraid because I've never felt power like this. I've never felt persistence like this. I've never felt resilience like this. I never felt the courage. There it is, the courage. I've walked around most of my life being fearful of what other people would think. Try me now, though. Try me now, though. And that's the thing. Even with this podcast, you know, to come as I am with my belief system, shifting from one place to another in it, because now I've gained maturity and understanding, not knowing if I was going to lose my following or not, I simply don't care. And I don't care because as long as I am being my authentic self, as long as I am embracing the flaws of life so that I can rise and be better, as long as I am recognizing my patterns and doing what I can to make them better, to be better, as long as I understand that I grow in layers and I shed in layers. It steps to this. It's like a book. Before you could read the sequel, before you could read part two and part three and part four and part five, you got to know the story on part one, because part one going to give you the backstory. The way that this situation has thrown me, I'm talking slam dunked me back into the word, and the way that I can interpret, break down, and receive the word now, and understand that what I took it as growing up is not exactly what it really is. I've been blessed to see things. I can't look at my word, my prayers, my Bible, my journal, books that have been passed down to me. I look at them and I literally can see things moving to tell me something different. And if I don't understand it, what happens is something in my personal life will happen as a catalyst for me to gain that understanding. And I'm so grateful. And I could not go another day without sharing this with y'all. We have to embrace the fall. We have to embrace the fall so that we can rise. Historically, there have been so many examples of that. We get distracted by all of this glitz and glamour. All the things we cannot take with us when we leave. It's one thing to want to set your loved ones up, but it's another thing to feed ego. But we're not going to go there today. I no longer take nothing personal. I no longer worry about tomorrow. I no longer expect anything. Because whatever it is that's for me is for me. And as long as I have the maturity to depend on me, to check within self, and to be in alignment with my spirit squad, my spiritual guides, my God of my knowing and understanding, my guardian angels, there is no reason why I cannot come out of this in excellence. As long as I continue to embrace who I am, and to honor those that came before me with love and respect and understanding that they did the best they can do with what they had and what they knew. It allows me to be of great service, which I consider an honor to my people. It is no secret I'm in school. I am in the process of becoming a counselor. Because spirit and mental health, they go together. And some things are spiritual and some things are psychological that we have to work through, things we have to heal through. And I've never felt so in alignment in my life. You don't do readings tomorrow? I still do readings. Yes, I do. But them cards ain't what talking to you no more. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for the shift, for the change, for the development. I'm so grateful for the confidence to trust in the gifts that's been given to me. It's unique. It's different. It doesn't look like no one else. And it took a nasty fall and some isolation. And within the isolation, some pain. It was unbearable, y'all. My ankle was ugly. Like, you could not imagine. Because it's one thing to hurt. It's another thing when you're falling on a hill of snow and ice and your foot is stuck and it pops in the cold while your foot is already cold. It hurts so bad. I felt these last months like I was just going through hell. I couldn't stop thinking about my mom, my uncle. I began to spiral. In the beginning, I began to spiral. I was spiraling. I was falling back into depression. I was falling back into old habits. And then something just clicked. Something was just like, we don't do no pity parties. And that something was my mother. I kept hearing her say, give it to God, baby. Don't worry about what people are going to think. Give it to God. You have the gift of prayer. You better pray. And I remember saying to myself, I can't get to my altar. I can't do it. No, 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 no. I didn't say that. I said, pray. Well, mom, I can't take a spiritual bath. And da, 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 I don't want to go to God like this. And pray. Sometimes you got to shut up and listen. I mean, scolded me. So I did. I shut up and I listened. And I don't regret it. It's a beautiful feeling to know that people think they know you. They think they got you all figured out. And by the time they do somewhat figure you out, you're a whole different person. That is why I have no expectations from people anymore. Because the truth of the matter is, I am always in the flow of growing, evolving, emerging. I'm always open to healing. I'm always open to self-correction. I'm always open to self-accountability, self-love, self-care. Everything is self. Why? Because as I do that, I contribute to making the world a better place by simply being me. I cannot be of service to people if I am not in alignment with the divine for myself. So I had to be thrown off my course, be knocked down a few notches, so that I could hop into alignment. And now that I'm in alignment, I could come to you and say, hi, I'm Siomata Johnson. I am the host of Love to Life 365, and we're emerging together. There's nothing that prepared me for the fall that I had, but I'm glad that I had it. Your circumstance does not define you. It's just a test of your strength and your endurance. It's just a test to show, you know, hey, I learned the lesson. I finally figured out what it is that's been shown to me. A lot of us are going through a season where we're taking falls. We're taking L's, so we think. And it just looks like it's not going to turn out the way I want it to. Let me encourage you to be grateful that it doesn't. Because we don't want it to turn out the way we want it to. We want it to turn out the way that is best for us. The way that it serves, that serves our highest good. We want it to turn out in a way that allows us to have peace when we lay down at night. I'm talking that good sleep. That drool dried all over your face, hair all over your head, body feel calm and relaxed, feeling like you've rested for a while. You wake up, the sun shining through your window, the breeze flows through your room, that good old stretch happens, and you feel like a new person. This is a season of rest. This is a season of, did you learn what you were supposed to learn the first time? You did? Okay, let's see. What happens? Curveball, boom. Did you learn what you were supposed to learn? Why am I going through this? Well, this is what you prayed for. No, I prayed for A, B, C, D, E. This is what you prayed for. No, I prayed for this specific outcome. This is what you prayed for. See, baby, you prayed for the outcome, but you did not pray for the discipline, the wisdom, the patience, the work ethic, the divine connection and the protection for what it is you are seeking. So you're going to have to eat this fall. But as you continue to go through that fall, understand that the same, those skill sets, those things that you need to get to the position that you're trying to go to get that outcome that you want so bad that you're after, you're only going to get in the middle of that transition. We always use the caterpillar and the butterfly as an example, right? But we never talk about the rose that blooms and grows through the cracks. Even in dirt, you will find purpose. And you will find that some of the most valuable and beautiful things that we utilize in our everyday lives come from dirty grounds. Sometimes you got to get dirty to get to where you got to go. And that doesn't mean causing harm to anybody. That doesn't mean acting ignorant. It means sometimes you got to sit. You got to sit in it. And you got to go through it to get to it. This month has been some deep soul searching. And I'm going to tell you something. When you are called and you have a anointing, a special purpose on your life, no matter how much you try to run from it by being mundane and just taking on, you know, regular activities and trying to get a 9-to-5 and go to school and just stick to that, it'll circle back every single time. Every single time. When I tell y'all that this fall knocked my head open to the white meat, I felt like I had been asleep all this time and I finally woke up. And when I did, I looked in the mirror and I do not see the same me. And it's glorious. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And I'm so grateful. I share this with you guys to encourage you to embrace the fall and understand that the fall happened to teach you something and to help you prepare. My old mentor taught me that proper preparation prevents poor performance. Shout out to Imagine Mentorship and the Job Corps days at the Detroit location. She taught me that, and upon teaching me that, I now fully understand what that means. Because sometimes proper preparation, it's in the valley. It's in the wilderness. Sometimes you got to be down in the wilderness when you're being formed and shaped and prepared and poured into, so that when you come out of it, you don't even look like what you went through. Have the courage to embrace the fall without fearing what other people are going to think about it. Practice gratitude and try to understand the why of why it's happening. And trust in your own power and your own connection to the divine source. And watch how things shift for you. Even a rose has thorns, but it's still beautiful to look at, isn't it? Your words have power. Your thoughts have power. Even your feelings have power. But you govern yourself and you have a divine source that covers you like no other. Can't nothing touch you unless it has the divine's permission. Stop living in fear. Stop walking in fear. Remember who you are. Remember that when you ask for something great, the journey is going to be heavy. If you achieve something great and the journey is light, I would think about that a little bit. At minimum, I would fast and pray about it to get some answers. Not to say that miracles don't happen, because it does. I'm a witness. But wouldn't the victory, wouldn't that win feel so much better if you did the work for it? If you pursued it with knowledge from the fall you took, so that next time you don't have to fall again. And when you see your sister or your brother, you sit up there and you can understand that fall. Me even pursuing counseling, I'm going to be able to do any area. And the reason I'm going to, because I've lived through a lot of things. I've endured a lot of things. Things my family don't even know. But it was necessary. It was necessary for me to begin the journey that I am on. So let me encourage you. Don't give up on yourself. Some setbacks are for major comebacks. So my little one has woke up from its nap. My kids are home and Everybody getting loud and forgetting I'm recording. So I'm going to go ahead and get up off this podcast and go cook them some dinner. But once again, I say this to you with love, an abundance of love. My purpose is to be of service, to be a vessel. I understand that now. Whatever your purpose may be, understand that at some point in your journey, there's going to come a fall. Embrace the fall as it is, because it's a catalyst for change in your life and in your situation. And in order to make shift, you got to be open to things operating differently than what you thought it was. Love yourself, protect yourself, and understand things aren't happening to you, they're happening through you. With that being said, I hope you guys have a beautiful evening and continue to love yourself back to life, because it's never too late to make a positive change. I love you guys, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.